On the Ridge. Come on, Jerry. Craig. On the Ridge. That's all, best as I can do for the jingle for Holiday on the Ridge in North Ridgeville. Here to talk about the big anniversary night. Am I okay? I have bifocals, Marjorie. I'm looking. Does this say 19th?
19th. Oh. Annual Holiday on the Ridge.
Wow. Marjorie Snyder joining us from the North Ridgeville Chamber and Visitors Bureau here to talk about the big event this coming Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. So this is an all-day event, right?
Yes, it is. We're bringing the holiday spirit to North Ridgeville.
And I heard somewhere it starts with pancakes and ends with a tree lighting. That sounds a pretty good bookend for what's going on in the middle. Talk a little bit about the day.
Okay. Well, our kickoff is actually at 10. Well, we have our pancake breakfast really early, and that's at the high school in North Ridgeville. But our official kickoff is at North Ridge Health, and that's at 35990 Westminster. And Westminster is over by the roundabout on 83. So they're going to have the Spectrum of Sound Choir singing Christmas carols to bring the holiday spirit to North Ridgeville. Also, the highlight of that event is Heather Johnson, who is one of the administrators over there. She is going to have a hot chocolate bar that is absolutely fabulous. I can attest to that. And then there's going to be the pancake breakfast at the high school. That starts really early at 7 or 8 in the morning. We have the tree lighting at 5. Some other things I'd like to mention is there are 22 businesses in North Ridgeville participating in this event. 10 craft shows, 12 open houses, and 3 or 4 Santa appearances. Any other questions about it?
Well, Craig and I are both still focusing on this chocolate, hot chocolate bar. Is that
yes.
What you said like that? So you basically would start with a little hot chocolate, and then you have all your different
toppings. Yes, and she does such a fabulous job with that. That was such a hit. But what is really unique is the Spectrum of Sound Choir sings Christmas carols, and it really brings on the spirit of Christmas.
And then people can, this is sort of a self-guided type of an event, right?
Right. At the first event, at the first business that you go to, you can get a map. And I think you're holding one of our brochures. It has a map in it, and it lists the 22 stops. So you can go to every one of the stops. Another thing I wanted to mention is that each location has a drawing gift box where you can put your name in for our grand prize drawing. We have 2 $100 gift certificates to Giant Eagle, 2 dinner, Bistro 83, and Nino's dinner certificates. So we put all those drawing slips in together, and we have one grand drawing.
Marjorie, it's too late for this year, but maybe for next year. Let's say there's a new business moving to town. How do they get involved in this? What do they have to do?
Well, starting in the end of August, early September, I start sending out the applications. They merely could contact me at the chamber office at 327-3737, and I can get them on the list. And it would really highlight, there's a new business called Junk Monkey in our open house list this year, and it's on Lear-Negel Road, and that's a brand new business. And that's on our holiday route. And I would say that would be the best idea in the world for a new business in North Ridgeville, of which we're really growing community.
And all sorts of different business. And I see that junk mug, it says here that it's from a North Ridgeville-born entrepreneur. So you've got some local people that are happy to put up their shingle in their shop in your community.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a great growing community of businesses.
They mentioned how many craft shows are going
10
on?
10 craft shows. I can list a few.
Sure.
Let's see. We have O'Neill Healthcare as a craft show. We have First Congregational Church. We have St. Peter's Church. We have the North Ridge Senior Center. Let's see. River Church of God is a craft show. A new listing this year is the North Ridgeville Ranger Tech Academy, and that's one of our schools. St. Julie Billiard Parish has a craft show. And let me see if, Faith Baptist Church, Sugar Ridge Baptist Church. So there are some of the craft shows. But, I mean, what a wonderful situation for crafters and people that are looking for Christmas gifts.
Marjorie, let's talk a little bit about the tree lighting ceremony at South Central Park. What will people find there?
Well, they'll find Mayor David Gillick, who this is his last event as mayor for North Ridgeville. He was mayor for 16 years, and now Kevin Corcoran is our mayor starting in January. So that's David Gillick's last official event, is that Christmas tree lighting. So that would be something to attend. It's in South Central Park.
The North Ridgeville Library has events going on. That's a fun time. Looks like they're going to do a little bit with the Polar Express. And
oh, yeah, that's a wonderful stop on your route.
And for people who come into the community, they can learn a little bit from the Historical Society because their museum will be open special for this, too.
Yes, absolutely. Good stops. A lot of history.
The Holiday on the Ridge, again, this is coming up on Saturday. It'll run from 9 until 6, kind of a self-guided event. The show places open, but then there's certain